on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which in that we're going to speak about the art of listening. So be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Friday, is the 21st of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment. This is the Holy Quran, verse 61, chapter At-Tawbah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومنهم الذين يؤذون النبي ويقولون هو أذن قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ
And among them are those who abuse the Prophet and say, He is an ear. Say, It is an ear of goodness for you that believes in Allah and believes the believers and is a mercy to those who believe among you. And those who abuse the Messenger of Allah, for them is a painful punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, in fact, has two stages of treatment. One stage is conversation of the outward and hindering from betraying secrets. And the other is the stage of action. In the first stage, he listens to the statements of people and apparently he does not reject them. But when the time of action comes forth, his attention is only to commandments of Allah and to suggestions which are uttered by the true believers. Thus, a leader who tries to find the truth should treat like that. And supplying the interests of a society is not possible save through this way.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
The art of listening. There are many resources on public speaking and there are practical tips on how to become a better speaker. But how do you become a better listener? And why do you want to be one? Habit 5 in the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People by Stephen Covey states, Seek first to understand, then to be understood, or listen first, then speak. Covey explains that people often do not listen in a conversation. Instead, they rush to talk and give advice or opinion. The reason is that we relate the information we hear to our own experiences and we do not make a deliberate effort to understand the other side. Nevertheless, active listening and understanding are the keys to effective communication in business and in life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The importance of listening to the Holy Quran and the miracle of listening. The other benefit of listening to the Quran is that it helps us reflect on our whole life and what we need to do to become part of the pact who follow the path of righteousness. Listening to Quran also makes us feel that we have a guardian or a friend who is looking over us and we won't have to feel lonely because He is always there for us. The most important aspect of listening to the Quran is that it helps us detach ourselves from the worldly gains and helps us focus on the ultimate goal, that is to become a true Muslim and be among the ones from whom the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with and blessed with His mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, when the Quran is read, listen to it with attention and remain silent that you may receive mercy. Verse 204, chapter 7. words of the Holy Quran act as the best antidote for us to relieve ourselves from the sins that we have committed. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
What do we have for today in the essential qualities part that make excellent listeners? Reflection. Yeah, reflection means paraphrasing what the other person is saying to clarify that you understand. It also allows them to correct you if you've misunderstood something. This is a key part of the communication process and helps to ensure that both parties are on the same page. It's also an effective way to show that you're paying attention and care about the topic. You repeat their words and feelings to them without judging or evaluating. It allows them to clarify what they are saying and shows that you were listening. Think about this phrase, deep pondering upon the message of the Holy Quran. Yes, this is one of the etiquettes in our relationship with this great book. This cannot be overemphasized. We read in Surah Muhammad, verse 24, "Do they not then ponder deeply about the Quran, or are their hearts locked up?" Do they not then ponder? This is a bit different from the issue of seeking refuge from Allah from Satan when reading Quran. Besides seeking this refuge, we need to take the matter further and ponder deeply upon the Quran to absorb its message. One of the scholars beautifully summarized the recitation of the Quran into the following types: courteous recitation of the Holy Quran, reflective or contemplative recitation of the Holy Quran, passionate recitation of the Holy Quran, which reflects inner love of the reciter. Then we have another step, humble recitation of the Quran and intuitional recitation of the Holy Quran, where streams of wisdom open for you.
In the marriage and the family, some partners are not willing to listen. They don't want to listen. One of the things that keeps the family together, keeps the family beautiful and peaceful and healthy and successful, is communication, good communication between the husband and the wife. They understand each other, they relate to each other, they address each other, they listen to each other, they respect each other's opinion. When communication is missing from the family, then the peace is going to be missing. One of the reasons today of the meltdown, the disintegration of families, is the absence of safe and healthy communication. There is no communication between the husband and the wife. They are not willing to sit and speak to each other face to face. When this thing is missing, then you would not find peace and harmony in the family. We have to listen. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam, in one of his sayings, says to his companion, "Allim نفسك حسن الاستماع. Train yourself, teach yourself, sometimes force yourself to listen in a beautiful way, in a good way. Pay attention. Pay attention to the speaker. Nowadays we speak, but we don't pay attention. Next time when you go home, tonight, over dinner, look when you speak to your wife. Your wife is busy with her iPhone, texting someone else, checking her Instagram. Look at what the husband is doing, the same. The son is doing the same, the daughter is doing the same. The whole family are busy checking their social media. They don't pay attention to each other. Communication is missing. They don't relate to each other. And this is the beginning of the conflict. How does the conflict get big and end up in the court? When they don't relate to each other. When they don't understand each other. When they don't listen to each other. But if they listen to each other, then the problems are solved. Husbands and wives should take some time to listen to each other. They have concerns. They have problems. They have challenges. So they have to share it among themselves. If you don't listen at home, you will end up in court. And if you don't listen to your wife, you have to listen to the judge. Believe me. Believe me. You have to go and spend so much money on legal fees. And then you don't listen to your wife. You don't listen to your husband. But then you have to listen to the judge. So it's better listen at home. You don't have to go to the court.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over. So inshallah, we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends. And let us reflect on some wise words from the paragon of virtue, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. The believers should not dishonor, betray, accuse, disappoint, or disavow each other.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the Muslim community, and to be more specific, it is about the status and rank of the Muslim community. This is a topic that has been alluded to and touched upon in the Holy Quran. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "You are the best nation ever brought forth for mankind. You bid what is right and forbid what is wrong, and have faith in Allah. And if the people of the book had believed, it would have been better for them. Among them, some are faithful, but most of them are transgressors," which kind of alludes to the fact that the Muslim community is an elite community in the eyes of God, and it has a purpose. Specific purpose with respect to humanity in general. It has been almost delegated and sent to guide other human beings towards the truth. It has this responsibility, and this is its function. In this connection, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following: "My nation is a blessed one. Whether its first early Muslims is the best or its last at the end of time is not known." Which kind of alludes to the fact that the Muslims at the beginning of Islam are almost equal in rank to the ones at the end of time, the ones who will come at the end. And also the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This community of mine is a nation compassioned upon by Allah." And he said, "Surely you complete 70 communities of which you are the best and the most honored before Allah." Of course, the reason why the Muslim community is the best and has been honored is because God sent the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad to them. And otherwise, in and of themselves, essentially, they have no dignity and nobility. If they are noble and they have been honored, it is because to them the Quran has been sent and the Holy Prophet was delegated to them and they accepted it. Also, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been reported as having said, "Give good news to this nation of exaltedness, religion, superiority, victory, and power in the land in which the Holy Prophet, he alludes to five distinctions of the nation of Islam. Exaltedness, one. Second, religion, two. Superiority, three. Victory, four. And finally, power. Power in the earth and power in the land. And that's why the Prophet said, "The best of my community are the most abstemious in the world and the most desirous of the hereafter." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the status and rank of the Muslim community in the eyes of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions and practical tajweed rules, step by step, verse by verse. Inshallah, we're here with you. And I really welcome you all. Thanks for joining IRIB English Radio. Fawad Haider, Salam, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, welcome, brothers. Is everyone fine?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, let's go and start our class. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 102 and 103 of Surah Ali Imran on page 60. Three, right?
Yes.
Let's everyone listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون.
Nice recitation, alhamdulillah, amazing. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. So, on Ayah 102, Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. So, Allah Almighty says in Ayah 102, Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir Fawad, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, you are also, alhamdulillah, amongst the people of believers. O you who have faith, Allah Almighty talks to all of us. Okay? Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, me, brothers here, those who listen to us, brothers and sisters, inshallah, we are amongst the believers. So Allah Almighty talks to us. Fawad, what does Allah Almighty say? Ittaqullah. Ittaqullah. Okay? Allah yes. Almighty says, be wary of Allah. Means be pious. Okay? Yes. Practice taqwa. حق تقاته. Okay? اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Be wary of Allah with the wariness due to Him. Okay? ولا تموتن. It means be perform taqwa, practice taqwa, taqwa of Allah the way He deserves. ولا تموتن. And do not die. فواد حسن حسين علي ناصر. Do not die. Illa wa antum muslimun, and do not die except as Muslims. This was what Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam actually told his children, okay? That wala tamutunna inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deena fala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. I think that was the ayah that in Surah Al-Baqarah, that O children, do not die except
Being
as a Muslim, okay, as Muslims.
Yes.
This is important, guys. This is not very, very much difficult to be a Muslim. Okay, we are Muslims. The difficult thing is to stay being Muslim, stay being believers. This is very much important. Allah Almighty says in the next ayah, وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold fast all together to Allah's cord. حَبْلِ اللَّهِ, in a hadith we have, this is Imam of time. This is Imam of the time for anyone. In the time of after the Prophet, in the time of Prophet, it was Prophet. In the time of it's Islam, Prophet, the book Quran, okay? So the Prophet is of course there, okay? So Hablillah, the cord or the rope of Allah, you know? The rope of Allah. Wa'tasimu bi Hablillahi jami'a. You all have to, okay? What? Hold fast this Habl. In a hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam is the Hablillah al-Mateen.
Yes.
Wa suratahu al-Mustaqeen.
Yeah.
In Dua Nudba as well, we have this, yes? It's taken from the Quran. Wa'atasimu bihablillahi jami'a wa la tafarraqu. This is very important. Unity between Muslims is very much important. It's very much important. If the people listen to the religion, it's okay, good. There will be no kind of misbehaviors, no, inshallah, no problems. But if the people do not listen to the prophets, do not follow the prophets, okay, it's better to keep them united instead of keeping them apart. So Allah Almighty says, وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا and وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. That the ayah continues and the explanation is too much. I just read the translation to you, okay? Then inshallah you can refer to the tafsir books.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
Now we will mention some of the important tajweed rules, then shall we practice. All right?
Okay,
yes. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullah. No special rule because we've mentioned all the mad, the dhal, these things in the previous sessions also. Ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi. Just remember the letter qaf is a heavy letter. Tuqatihi, that fallen ya. Here it's important. Wala tamutunna. Nun mushaddad is important. Illa wa antum. Antum. Ikhfa, hide the sound of nun. Antum mim. Muslimun, also mim mushaddad there, okay? Next ayah. Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an. Bihablillahi. He bounced the sound. Lillahi. Jami'an tanwin plus waw. Jami'aw. Wala tafarraqu. Yes, tafarraqu. Jim says, that is jayz, it's okay to stop or continue. Wadhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum. There is no special rule, just the letter lam and the word Allah is pronounced heavily. Ni'matallahi alaykum. Idh kuntum. Nun sakin. After nun sakin, we have ta. Ikhfa. Hide the sound. Kuntum. A'da'an. A'da'an. The mad is wajib here, Ali Nasir, yes? The alif mad and the hamza are in the same word, yeah?
So yes. Actually, there are two ikhfa. In kuntum.
Kuntum. How?
Is. No.
No, there's kuntum only.
It is sakin.
Yeah. Then, a'da'an fa'allafa, that's ikhfa, yes. A'da'an fa'allafa bayna qulubikum. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ أَهَا تُمْ ميم ساكن after ميم ساكن با
إخفاء
yeah ميم ساكن plus با إخفاء of ميم ميم نون ساكن plus با إقلاب of نون which is also إخفاء of ميم we apply instead yes instead of نون فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ you can stretch the sound فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانَا if you stop Tanween is changed to alif mad. Ikhwana wa kuntum. Tanween plus waw. Idgham. Merge the sounds. Kuntum. Ikhfa. The same as antum. Ala shafa hufratim. Idgham again. Minan nar. Idgham again. Fa anqadhakum. Ikhfa again. Hide the sound of nun. Minha. Nun sakin. Ha. Idhar. Pronounce the nun. كَذَلِكَ Qila tells you it's better to stop. But you still can continue reciting or joining the two parts of the ayah here, the left and right. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ The following ya is there. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ عَيْن لَمْ ذَال These letters are important. حَا Make sure you pronounce them correctly. Yeah. Let's, 1 minute we got, and the last minute in this session, we will practice the recitation now that we have learned the tajweed rules. Ready?
Yes.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون
واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا
واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا
واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا
واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم
أحسن that's good فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا
فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا
فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها
فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها
أحسنت ما شاء الله to Hussein Allah bless you inshallah the only one who goes till the end that's great كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون
كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله الله bless you thank you so much brothers and sisters alhamdulillah we explained a bit about this ayah and then we mentioned the important tajweed rules we practiced the recitation That's all from us for today. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. Brothers here, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasir. And inshallah, we'll be here again with you. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
If you ask me why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me proudly I would say I am a Muslim If you ask her Why does she dress that way All covered up In a world that gives it all away Proudly she would say I am a Muslim
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray five times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Ardam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules of taqlid or following a religious scholar, a jurisprudential scholar, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that. Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Mahajad, who's in this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. The topic we are discussing with Sheikh Javid is the rules of taqlid. Sheikh Javid, is the knowledge of the current times, the status quo and the circumstances, one of the conditions of ijtihad? Definitely refer to a few points in the previous program regarding the conditions and the characteristics of a religious scholar. Would you shed also some light on this issue, on this question too, please?
Well, the knowledge of current times and developments is important and it plays some role with respect to certain issues. And there's a hadith which says, Al-alim bizamanihi la tahjum alayhi al-lawabis. So a person, an alim or a scholar who knows his time and the requirements of his time, he will not be he will not have problem with regard to identifying the causes and the roots of the problems, and you know, he will not be confused with the issues surrounding him. So it is very essential and it's very important for a religious authority not only to have knowledge of the acts of worship or the rites of worship and knowledge of the transactions, but he should also have knowledge of political, economical and social issues which can play a very critical, a very vital role in his fatwa. So his knowledge of such issues, of the circumstances and developments, will help him give more precise fatwa with regards to those developments. So according to His Eminence, of course, knowledge of the current times and developments does play a role in certain issues.
Mm-hmm, I see. Is it required, Sheikh Chabi, to follow only the most learned mujtahid or marja? And what is the criterion for this, like for being the most learned mujtahid?
Well, His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that it is a precaution to follow the most learned mujtahid, the most knowledgeable scholar with respect to issues in which his fatawa differ from that of others. You know, he should be learned. You know, there are some areas of Islamic jurisprudence where two scholars, three scholars, or even all the scholars are unanimous about. There is a consensus about those issues, especially those issues which are not ambiguous, which are not inconspicuous. But when it comes to those disputed areas, it is a precaution that one should follow the one who is the most learned.
Yes.
Because the more learned a person or a scholar is, the more precise, the more exact his answers, his rulings will be. And Ayatollah Khamenei says that the criterion of being the most learned is to have a greater competence when compared to the other mujtahids in certain areas. Like, for example, identifying the divine laws, inferring the Sharia rules from their proofs or from the sources, in a way that is obvious for the experts that he is different from the others. And also being more aware of the events of his time insofar as it affects identifying the subject of religious rules. So these are some areas in which the mujtahid must be more competent.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Continue our program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. The topic is still the rules of taqlid. Sheikh Javid, if one thinks
that the most learned mujtahid that is going to follow lacks some qualifications, some qualities.
Yes.
Can this individual follow another mujtahid based on this? Is his taqlid or her taqlid valid?
Well, as a normal individual, as a laity, a person is not in a position to tell whether, for example, a certain mujtahid is qualified or not, whether he lacks some qualifications or not, because he's not supposed to make such a judgment, and he's nowhere to understand that. So, in fact, according to precaution, the mere probability that the most learned mujtahid lacks the required qualifications actually does not make it permissible to follow a mujtahid who is not the most learned scholar in issues, you know, upon which the two scholars disagree, you know. This mere probability should not allow him to refer to another mujtahid.
Mm-hmm.
He should stay in taqlid of the same mujtahid who is supposed to be the most learned mujtahid. And unfortunately, we see that some people try to look for a mujtahid who gives an easier, more practical fatwa. That's not the criterion.
Mm.
The easier the fatwa, the better it is. It's not. No one has said that if someone, since his fatwa is more practical, easier, then he is the most qualified mujtahid. That's not the case.
Mm.
In order to identify the most learned mujtahid, we should seek the advice of the jurists, the scholars, and the students of the Hawza. They will let us know who the most qualified mujtahid is.
Mm-hmm, I see. Sheikh Javed, is it permissible to follow a board of mujtahids, a board of religious scholars, each of whom are, learned and very knowledgeable in a particular issue, for example, or or having expertise in those specific areas?
You're right. And this is a question which has been brought up recently, and there are some people who know, who keep asking this question, whether it's permissible to have a board of scholars. Of course, there's no problem with dividing one's taqlid between many mujtahids, you know, because if there is a board of scholars and a board of jurists and fuqaha who are better qualified in their own in a specific field of Islamic jurisprudence, it is quite permissible. So according to His Eminence, tab'iz is permissible.
Mm-hmm.
Now tab'iz, the idea of tab'iz is to divide one's taqlid among various scholars who are supposed to be better qualified in certain fields of Islamic mm-hmm. laws. For example, there is a mujtahid who is better qualified in the issues concerning economics.
Yes.
And there's another mujtahid who is better qualified in the issues regarding transactions.
Right.
There's another mujtahid who has more knowledge or better qualified in the areas of acts of worship or prayers or pilgrimage and mm-hmm. so on and so forth.
Yes.
So it is quite permissible, according to His Eminence, to follow different mujtahids in different areas of Islamic laws, provided that they are qualified, they are the best qualified scholars in their fields.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they are equally qualified.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a number of scholars who are equally qualified, then it is permissible to follow each one of them.
Thank you very much, Javed. Thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun Malajah.